The price tag for insurance loss from the September 11th terrorist attacks is expected to total $40.2 billion. That's according to the Insurance Information Institute. That number includes claims for business interruption, damaged property and buildings, and life insurance. Eric England is the president of the Wisconsin Insurance Alliance. He says companies on the East Coast shoulder the majority of the burden of the attacks, but that doesn't mean that Wisconsin residents are immune from rate hikes. That's because insurance companies also have insurance from businesses called reinsurers. While insurance companies tend to operate regionally, the reinsurers operate nationally, and their losses have been spread all across the country, including Wisconsin.
Many of those reinsurance companies have substantially increased their rates, and because of that, Wisconsin consumers will see some increase in the cost of their auto insurance, their homeowners insurance, their workers' compensation insurance, their insurance for their businesses.
But the terrorist attacks aren't the only catastrophe driving up costs. England says the weather is also to blame.
Probably of greater significance than 9/11, we've just had a number of years of tremendous storm damage. So many companies prior to 9/11 were on the verge of having to raise their rates just to pay for those weather losses.
In all, England expects premiums to climb 10% to 20%. The indirect costs of rate hikes will also affect Wisconsin residents. Companies with increasing insurance expenses will ultimately pass those along to consumers by raising prices for goods and services. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.